So the, okay. I'd like to share my first experience of the Spacious Awareness with our center.
Ah, Sadhu, go ahead, yes.
It's when I attended the Dharma Drums. Remember, actually, I think Brother Steele covered this area about the Spacious Awareness.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Pure Consciousness before I went.
Yeah.
When I went, they started the walking meditation 5 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, okay.
From the Genting Highlands, the building.
Oh, okay.
Very nice, very, very beautiful scenery, all that.
Oh, okay.
It reminded us, just walk. When you see everything, you don't give meaning to it.
Oh, Sadhu, that is very good. Means do not arise the perception.
Yes.
Learn to see things as they are, without
yes.
words, without perception. No. But you cannot use the thought to want to do that. Because once you use the thought want to do that, that is a conditioned thinking behind.
No, because I have, Baraju have been mentioned this before.
Yes.
I know what is it about.
Ah, Sadhu. That's why maybe because of that you can do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise you can't.
I work for 2 hours.
Ah.
Then towards the end, the mind is so quiet.
Yeah, Sadhu.
Suddenly you hear you heard the sound of silence.
Yeah.
Experience it.
Yes. Shift in consciousness. Yes.
The whole day, the mind is the same.
Sadhu.
Then when I came back, which I drove back on the, that's the last day of the retreat.
Oh, very good. Sadhu.
I drove back. Then I suddenly. The driving is different.
Yeah, definitely. Because when you have that ability to have that spacious awareness, your mind has gone through a shift, which is very different. Then it can actually see a lot more things.
A big picture to you in front.
Yeah.
Very focused and your movement, everything is very fast.
Yeah. It's like, everything is very clear to you. It's like you are very mindful, aware of all the movement, because there is nothing, more or less nothing to cloud you, unless you have that mind which has no sankara or other activity. The spacious awareness cannot come about. The spacious awareness without a center must be a free mind, completely free, without any sankara activity. But for your case, because you have to drive, your senses has to actually arise. But when your senses arise, you have to understand this. When you are driving, you drive. Means you need to perceive, you need to know what is going on, you let it go on. But when you are traveling, where the traffic is less hectic or whatever, then that time, you are more relaxed. Then you can have that mind that has the ability to see. That a lot of things you see is different. But next time, my suggestion to you is if you drive, try not to do it. If you drive, focus on driving. Unless you have stabilized your sati, your stability or sati is there, then you can do it. Otherwise, the best is somebody else drive. And then, you do that. Because last time when I came down from Cameron Highland, when I went through this, the bus driver was driving, I was in front. Then I saw the sense data coming in. Then I know already how the dwelling is going to condition my, that new mind into the old mundane mind. Then how all these things is going to happen. Because of the understanding, I saw all this. Then my nature knew. No wonder the normal putujana, unenlightened living being, they were attached, they were going. Yeah, they can't see all this. They cannot understand what is going on. They don't know that there is another mind, which is the silent mind, the true mind, that nature. So without this stability of mindfulness and the understanding of this true mind, you completely, like, heedless, blind, cannot understand at all. So that is what I went through. So my advice to you is, it's already very good, but the best is, if you are not driving, somebody else drive, then you can see more clearly. Then you can actually put the pure awareness, pure consciousness on into training. Means you didn't see. Everything is without word on. Just the awareness. Then later on I watch the TV. The TV also the movement only, the activity, the color, the pixel, all the movement is within my awareness. Very clear, but no perception. Then I want to know, I can know. I don't want to know, there is nothing. Then I just away, finish. Very different one, very beautiful. Yeah, you will go through all this later on when it's stabilized. So all this understanding will unfold. That's why those who cultivate correctly, you will go through this process. Then you will develop this type of understanding. So my nature rejoices. Sadhu to you, Miss Lee, for having the ability and the experience. The experience will help you to move on further to develop more understanding. But do not be complacent. Go back and continue with your daily mindfulness training until it stabilizes. Because during retreat, when you can experience this, is very good. It can give you a very good understanding, like a big break to move on further. Yeah. But if you become complacent, if you neglect your daily religious routine and stability of daily mindfulness training, then the other aspect of mindfulness that's supposed to allow you to see the subtle mental intention and the dwelling clearly, you will miss them. And when you miss them, you think you already know, you think you already had the thing. That is where complacency set in and the cultivator was stagnant. But when you continue to persevere and develop until the stability of mindfulness become very, very stable, then continue to do the formal meditation, relax into it until that gateway that you locate transform you. Until much later the mundane mind will collapse. And then that time you become very different. You become very different. So sadhu to you, Miss Lee. Sadhu.